H.A. Allen, A Short Story Collection, An Introduction. Leslie Harrison Lambert was born on 11th of November 1883 in Nottingham. After attending rugby school, he trained to be a surveyor. One of his passions was magic, and such was his prowess that he joined the magic circle and performed at society events. By the beginning of World War I, he was an amateur radio ham and volunteered to work at a Coast Guard station in Norfolk to intercept German radio transmissions. By November 1914, he was with the Admiralty at Naval Intelligence Room 40. By 1919, this had become part of the new government code and cipher school. He was still there as World War II erupted across Europe, and with many of his colleagues, he transferred to Bletchley Park. There, in Hut 8, he was quoted as saying that, in contrast to his outrageously unconventional stories, that he led his life on a monotonously regular timetable. Life outside the intelligence services was very different. He married, but the couple had no children. They lived at Holland Park with a second home at Potterhayam for sailing on the Norfolk Broads. Other interests were as an amateur radio operator using the call sign G2S2 and an authority on food and wine. He contacted the BBC to suggest he might tell one of his own short stories on the radio. Thus was born A.J. Allen and his broadcast of My Adventure in Jermyn Street on New Year's Eve 1924. It was an immediate success, and although he only broadcast a handful of times a year, he was one of the most popular radio personalities of the time. He spent weeks working on each short story, honing his conversational style, making his stories seem like anecdotes that had peculiarly happened to him. A live broadcast was, in fact, a performance. He used cards to avoid any rustling noises and kept a candle lit in case the lights failed. His attire was a dinner jacket with eyeglass and a slim black briefcase. Many of his stories were subsequently printed in newspapers and magazines. By 1937, his health had deteriorated and he reduced his radio work, making his last broadcast on 21st of March 1940. A.J. Allen died on 13th of December, 1941.
My Adventure in Jermyn Street by A.J. Allen. I am going to tell you about rather a curious experience I had 3 years ago. One morning in October, a letter arrived by the first post, which rather puzzled me. The envelope was typewritten, and it contained just a single stall for Wyndham's Theatre for the same evening. No letter or card to say who it was from, just the ticket. Of course, it was obvious what had happened. Somebody had found himself with a ticket that he could not use and had sent it on to me, quite forgetting to put a note in with it. He would probably ring me up during the morning. However, no one did telephone, so during the afternoon I got through to two people who might have sent it, but neither of them had. Anyway, it didn't matter. The play was Bulldog Drummond, and I hadn't seen it, so I naturally decided to go. I got there a shade early and went and sat in my seat, which was in the middle of the sixth row, wondering rather vaguely which of my friends was going to sit next to me. At the moment, there was no one else in the row at all. Presently, in came four Americans who took the seats to my left, not people I knew, and a minute or two later, an elderly married couple, whom I did not know either, came in and sat down next but one to my right. When the curtain went up, the seat immediately to my right was still empty, and so it was at the end of the act. During the first interval, I went out and smoked a cigarette, and during the second, as still no one had turned up to sit in the seat, I went round to the box office and inquired whether it had been sold at all. The man looked up the plan and said, "Oh, yes, it had been sold all right, and to the same person who'd bought mine."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?